Good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet. I am here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and our...
I'm here.
You are here. You are here.
You're alive.
And it's Pledge Drive. And I want to welcome everybody to Lambda Weekly and our annual Pledge Drive. You know, I just want to start off by... saying what we mean to KNON and what KNON means to us. In 1983, when the station went on the air...
August 1983.
KNON came to Dallas Gay and Lesbian Alliance, asked the Alliance to put on a show, and Bill Nelson, and I just found a picture of Bill Nelson in a gay pride parade driving a truck that says KNON 90.9 Lambda Weekly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That needs to be on the website.
It does. I just found it. William Wayburn actually had the picture.
Great.
But we've been on the air ever since then. It was before there was a Dallas Voice. It was before there was a Twit magazine. It was before there was a Resource Center Dallas. It was before any of those things. Doing a gay show, what's that? And we've become the longest running gay and lesbian radio show on the air anywhere. Anyway, all that is to say, we're asking for your support back. Support KNON that has supported the gay and lesbian community since 1983, since the station went on the air. We're one of maybe five or six of the original shows that are still on.
Yeah,
and that's just so awesome to think that we've had this long, rich history. And it hasn't been all that long ago that we only had the radio signal to reach out. We weren't on the web. It wasn't webcast live.
There wasn't a web.
Right, there wasn't a web. There was certainly no podcast and all of that. And folks used to, you know, in East Texas and right here in Dallas and all over North Texas would, you know, tune in and listen. We used to have a guy who would drive up from, went to Baylor, Sikkim Bears, went to Baylor, would drive up to Hill,
Hillsboro.
It's too early. Hillsboro, pull over on the rest stop, listen to it back when we were on Sunday nights for 2 hours, listen to the show because that was the first place he could get the signal, and then drive back every Sunday. That was just amazing.
So we're asking for your support, so give us a call. The number is 972-647-1893. We already have one pledge in. We want to thank you for pledging. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Our guest today is the inimitable Candy Markham. Welcome, Candy.
Thank you very much, and what a big word.
It is.
At 7 o'clock in the morning.
The NAF doesn't always use words like
inimitable.
That at this hour. Yes. It's a good description of her, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yesterday, we were working on a story at Dallas Voice about a transgender woman who used a ladies' room at Parkland Hospital. Somebody complained who was not in the bathroom. Somebody was outside the bathroom. Somebody complained... and she got a ticket for it.
And what they complained was that a man was using the woman's bathroom.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is a transgender person supposed to do when you're out in public? She actually carries a letter with her from her counselor that says she presents as a woman when she is here at our hospital, because she goes to the VA hospital. When she's here at our hospital... She is expected to present as a woman and to use the women's facilities.
Right. You know, in the scheme of things, think about how often a man has come in and used the women's bathroom when you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, zero.
Mm-hmm.
That does not happen. They go into theirs. Women go into theirs. Mm-hmm. So, to me, it was very discriminatory. The woman, evidently, who turned in the transgender for using the wrong bathroom, I don't think was even in the bathroom.
No.
I think she was on the outside of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to me, but it still makes me very, very sad that you have to carry a letter that says that you can use the women's bathroom, and it's such a basic need to go to the bathroom. It reminds me of the fellow that you talked about from Hillsboro. What this station does is that it empowers you to be who you are. it validates who you are, and that's why people should give to this station. Mm-hmm. But also, I think to have this woman's story on the station is very, very important because, you know, I don't know this, but I'm guessing that this happens, mm-hmm. and that the person just pays the fine or whatever because this gal was ticketed, mm-hmm. And goes on with their life because, you know, this woman isn't some big old activist. She's someone whose husband had a heart attack, and she went into the hospital to help him.
Right. And you know, she was there. Probably, you know, the first question I've gotten from a lot of people is, well, did she present as a woman? No, she probably looked like, you know, she was in a hospital. She was at Parkland. How, you know, Patty, last time you went to Parkland Hospital, how much makeup did you put on ahead of time?
Oh, about as much as I always do.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's the point. Somebody who doesn't, who presents sometimes, who doesn't, there was no makeup, there was no, she went to the hospital, her husband had a heart attack. You know, how are you supposed to look? You're supposed to look awful when the person closest to you just had a heart attack.
But not just that. I mean, in the city of Dallas, technically, the signs on the doors that label men and women on public restrooms in public places is simply a courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
It is. There's no legality of you're forced into one, and if you don't, then you're going to get a ticket.
That's exactly right. There's no law against using whatever bathroom that you use.
It's a common courtesy.
Yes.
And there's a lot of family restrooms now that don't even distinguish who's using it.
Right, right. Yeah. And if the parent is a daddy and it's a little girl, which bathroom do you think he's going to take her to?
Exactly.
It's not going to be the men's bathroom because they're all, you know, they don't use the stalls as often as women do.
Well, I wish Lauren was here to, you know,
I'm sure they're
going
to take them to the women's.
Yeah, because they have a little girl. Yeah.
Unless they have a family restroom or a unisex restroom. But I love the family ones because if you've got one, you might have three kids. And cart them all in because you don't want them to stand outside alone.
No, you do
but
not.
You want to take them with you.
Here's the problem with that, though, with just the family bathroom. It's not like it an older facility, especially like Parkland, there's men's room, women's room, family restroom, or gender-neutral bathroom. There just isn't. So, okay, you're supposed to use the gender-neutral bathroom. Where is that? Well, it's five floors up and all the way down the hall. No. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I hope she successfully fights this ticket because it's important that she win.
Well, here's the good thing about that, and I want to talk about Pledge Drive a little bit more, but here's the good thing about this story. Somebody from Parkland is meeting with her this afternoon. Is going to her house to meet, and they're interested in setting up some kind of a policy. So this is a good story. This is not an all-bad story. It's not like the good guys against the bad guys. It's more the officer did what he thought he was expected to do, and Parkland understands that this doesn't really work and there needs to be a policy.
Right, and they corrected. Know that there's not really a law or anything mm-hmm. on his little ticket book to check that this certain thing happened.
Right.
And I think good things will come from this, but too bad she had to go through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're already in a time of distress.
Yes.
A loved one is, you know, in the hospital, mm-hmm. you know, and that can't be peachy.
No, that's stressful. Very
yeah.
stressful.
Yeah. People don't usually do that voluntarily.
But
no.
It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Doc is standing by.
This phone is ringing.
Phone is ringing. Is Doc back there to answer the phone? He's in a different room. Okay, Patty is going to take the call, and thank you for giving us a call. But it is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. And, you know, she doesn't even have Pledge Drive stuff there. Can I get a Pledge Drive? No, the form that you have. And I'll give that to Patty. And she has taken a pledge. So let's just continue talking a little bit.
All right.
You know, with something like this, in general, you know, Dallas actually has an ordinance that allows for non-discrimination in accommodations.
For LGBT.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What are people supposed to do elsewhere that don't have this ordinance? I'm talking about transgender
people.
You
know, I would think that it is very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, and I wish we had a transgender person here to speak to this, because I am not. But I will try to speak to it. My thoughts about this and feelings about this is that gender is more about the heart than anything else. It's about how you feel. And so some people who feel a different gender that when what they were assigned at birth may be able to pass as the gender they change to. In other words, if you were female to male, you may be able to pass as male. And if it's male to female, you may be able to pass as female, but you may not be able to. And I think as humans, we are very visually stimulated. So what we see has meaning to us. And I think for a lot of people, if I can't put you in a category, then that's real disturbing to me. I've got to put you in some kind of silo or file or something. And so I think it's very stressful for these folks in situations like that where they have to go to the bathroom, because it's very much assigned male and female.
Mm-hmm. You know, I interviewed somebody about 2 weeks ago, and she was, I mean, sweet as can be, but she presents very masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And her job is something that's fairly masculine as far as presentation. I wonder if somebody like that very often gets caught in the, was that a man going into that bathroom? Because,
you know, at the workplace, there are so many corporations that are so good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of being educated by the trans community.
Mm-hmm.
But when a person is transitioning on the workplace, they talk to their peers and say to them, now they will be using this bathroom. So they let people know. And I think that is very helpful, because they were using this bathroom and now they're using this bathroom. So now I know, you know, I can look and I can now have a place in my mind that that's okay, because I've gotten information on that. But public bathrooms, you're not, you know, so this poor gal, she carries a letter that says I can use this bathroom. I just think that it's so sad.
Well, and one of the important things that a lot of people, I think, do not realize is that, you know, we have this 0-1 kind of binary view of gender, but in fact there are folks who are intersex, who,
yes,
and there are millions of them in the world.
And they were just assigned a gender at birth, you know,
right,
flip a coin
randomly, and increasingly now, families and physicians are not making that call; they're letting the child make the call.
Yes, yes.
But if you look at all of the things that can affect a person's quote gender, we have chromosomes, we have internal presentation, external presentation. You know, different organs inside may differ from the genitalia presented. There may be ambiguous genitalia. There may be all kinds of things, whether they're hormonal, chromosomal, whatever. But it really comes out to about 80 different genders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if people would become educated about that and realize that maybe even intersex people don't want to have surgeries, they're happy the way they are. Mm-hmm. And it's a risk to their health to do that. They're fine. It's everybody else who has a problem.
Right. And I think people do look at that. I think they look at pre-operation and post-operation, sometimes known as pre-op and post-op, as if that's the defining way to assign.
That's what changes
gender,
you, really.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's it. I don't mm-hmm. think that's it at all. I think if you are starting to present yourself as the gender of which you want to present, it doesn't matter if you've been operated on or not. I think that's just kind of macabre, really. It's what you feel and what you, as you like to present yourself. And, you know, as a female anymore, I don't have any dresses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my closet is all pants.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special place for our dresses. We have a special closet.
How old are they?
Well, they're pretty old. And there's maybe, I don't know, 7.
Can we still fit in them?
Well, that's a good question.
You want to know how old Patty's latest dress is? It has a hoop skirt.
Oh, please.
Has a poodle on it.
And I can whip that one around pretty good, too, let me tell you.
It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call. The number is 972-647-1899. 1-800-293-9393. One of the new pledge drive items that we... Well, it's not a new item. It's a new spring pledge pack. For $125 pledge, you get all four spring items, which are the new Voice of the People spring T-shirt design. It comes in two colors, either honeybee yellow with a black KNON and a red flower in the middle, or a black T-shirt with the honeybee KNON Voice of the People design and a red flower in the O for the KNON. And it comes in sizes small for Patty, who is small, to triple extra large for LaRon. The second thing that comes with it is an aluminum sport 26-ounce lime green water bottle with a KNON logo, a lime green KNON frisbee sport flyer, and a KNON 15 by 13-inch Big Thunder tote bag for groceries or carrying around other odds and ends. It comes in black with a white KNON logo.
And you know those bags are just so popular. I have so many. The biggest problem I have is to remember to take them back and put them in my car. You know, so that next time I'm out shopping, I can... They're handy. It's kind of the same with umbrellas. You got to take it back and put it in your car. But those are so handy. And this is a great, you know, homage to spring. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to support KNON. It's $125, and you get all those cool items. A T-shirt,
and
the
colorful
water bottle.
And I love all the colors
colorful.
In it.
It is colorful. It is first time we have a new KNON design T-shirt.
I know.
In a while. I mean, some of the shows have their own T-shirts, but this is a KNON. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. We are hoping, the station manager's here today, he's thinking, you know, Morning Drive really is the one place where we could increase our total. Our total goal for Lambda Weekly is $1,000. We are... We're closer than that.
We're one-tenth.
We're one-tenth of the way there. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by. You have what?
I have one for 50.
Okay, Doc just got one for 50. Who did that come from?
Fort Worth.
It came from Fort Worth, and it was from?
Peter.
Peter from Fort Worth. Peter, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate that.
Thanks for supporting Lambda Weekly on KNON.
Yeah.
And, you know, KNON's owned by Agape Broadcasting, which is a Christian broadcasting organization. And
yeah, but you know what? I always say...
They're not the kind of Christians that hate us. They invited us the moment they went on the air. We were one of the first shows on the air in August of 83.
I love telling people that. You know, the show before us, it is a gospel show, right?
Yeah.
So you would think, oh my God, what kind of programming decisions is that that our nutty station manager Dave makes? You know what? How many times do they, when we come into the studio, they say, you know, last week on your show you were talking about such and such, because they listen to us, I listen to them. We all...
They have a great show.
They do.
Yes, they do.
And you just
great
feel
music.
The love the second you walk into the studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I love their show. I love their... But that's what KNON is. We all get along.
Uh-huh.
You know, whenever anybody says to me, it's a Christian on right, yes, but they're the good Christians.
And if you would like to help continue that agape, then please give us a call, 972-647-1893. Support Lambda Weekly.
And we are coming up on being one-fifth of the way there.
Okay. Yes.
So help us make our goal. And look who just walked into the studio.
The man.
Talk about people who are nuts.
Well, this early in the morning, it can be kind of nuts, and it's our drive time, right?
Right.
It's our drive time.
Yeah.
So people should be kind of out there in the nuts kind of traffic, and you know probably just stop and go. So if you're in the stop position, everybody's got a phone. Pull it up. If you're listening right now to this program, then give us a call. Because if you tuned in right now, why are you tuned in? Because there's something here that you have tuned in for that means something to you. You're a listener to Lambda Weekly right now, this morning, and it means something to you. What's the value there? What is the value there? This is something you're not going to get anywhere else. But I also want to step in and say Agape is not a Christian-owned Broadcasting Foundation. This now, I think there may be another one out there that is. I know there's a big Agape Church out there.
Lots of Agape churches.
But we come from a long history of community radio back in the 70s, KCHU. And that was founded by kind of the hippie movement back then. And Agape means love. And so they idealistically felt community radio love.
You know, but one of the points is that, you know, we've always, not always, I guess, but for a long time, we've been on either before or after one of the gospel
shows. Yeah, Sunday and Sunday now here this morning. Now, yeah.
But, you know, and everybody always asks us, well, isn't that kind of odd counter-programming? And in every case, it's been, no. They've been good shows. They like us. We like them. We all get along. We all help each other, you know, during pledge drives sometimes. The gospel people stay for the gay show to help pledge.
We all get along here. And it's like Agape. It's love of the community. Yeah. It's love of the community that each program serving. Everybody down here, in case you're listening, you're kind of wondering, well, what kind of station is this? Volunteers.
Yeah.
Everybody here is here because they really believe in what they're bringing you, the listener. They really believe in what they're doing. And in this case, we've asked David to go from being here on a Sunday afternoon at noon to being here on a Wednesday morning at 7 a.m.
Well, big, big difference.
I was standing a few feet back when I asked the question about him moving.
Well, and then it was, well, it's not just get here at 7 because we understand you get here a half an hour early so that you can talk to your guest and be ready for
right.
the show.
6:30.
And oh, yeah, you don't live near here, so you have to drive.
It's a high level of commitment to the program. It's a commitment to you, the listener, to bring you the best possible program. The reason why David is sacrificing his mornings and getting up this early and doing this, because he knows there's more of you out there that will have the opportunity to listen. Because again, it's drive time. A lot of people are in their vehicles, making their way to work, and they have the opportunity to listen. Are you one of them? 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. These are volunteers working hard to make a difference in your community, and all we're asking from you is to help them make that difference with your contribution.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you are waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893 to keep your favorite programs on KNON.
What you are hearing now used to be heard from 8-track tapes known as carts on KNON. In March, KNON upgraded to a digital announcement system to replace those 8-tracks. We still have those tapes, and they are now part of KNON's history. You can get one, and you can say you were listening to KNON during the day of the 8-track announcements. Pick up the phone right now and pledge $50. Get a piece of KNON history. We have a limited supply. When they're gone, they're gone. Ask your DJ to sign it. KNON thanks all of those who pledge for helping us make these announcements sound better. Without listener support, there is no sound on KNON. Don't let 89.3 FM go silent. Call now, 972-647-1893. Make a pledge. Get a piece of KNON history on 8-track tape. It's our funkiest premium ever. Get your KNON 8-track today. 972-647-1893.
D1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink. Our guest
I'm
today
alive,
is Candy Markham, and our other guest is Dave Chaos, our station manager. We were just talking. We just had a an announcement about the carts. Okay, so these are really valuable for, especially for those of us who still use 8-track players.
Yeah, if you still got an 8-track player, it may actually work. But in the interest of full disclosure, I do need to let folks know that actually we got cheated out of 6 tracks on that deal. It's only 2 tracks.
So it's a state-of-the-art 2-track player all these years.
It's a 2-track tape. It's you know, right and left, and they didn't give us the rest, I guess.
Where did the other 8 tracks go?
6 tracks.
6 tracks.
Yeah, 6 tracks?
Yeah.
We got a better price without them, so, you know.
Okay.
Now, 972-647-1893. Now, as we said on that announcement, KNON, for the longest time, for most of our 28 years on the air, broadcast those announcements that you would hear on 8-track tapes. We say 8-track tape because it really identifies the cartridge that tape is held in. It's a continuous loop tape, so there's 60 seconds, 70 seconds worth of tape on it, and where the recording starts is it starts, it plays it, comes back to the beginning, so the next time they put it in, it plays from the beginning of the announcement. Now, we've moved on to digital technology and a hard drive.
Just very recently.
Just very recently.
Wahoo!
And I think we've moved up into maybe 2000 or so with this technology.
Yeah, we have a brand new Atari computer here.
386.
The 386.
Yeah. So we're moving up, but... You know, that does speak to what happens to your donation.
Black and white screen. It's great.
See, black and orange, come on.
I didn't expect it to be black and white.
Yeah. We're two colors.
You're good.
You
know. Yeah, it's good.
But, you know, we like to joke and have fun, and that's a big part of what KNON is. It's people really enjoying what they do on the air for you. But the fact of the matter is that's what happens to your donation down here. It goes to pay for this new technology that makes what you're listening to sound better. Mm-hmm. That's what we do with your donation. It's not going to, fill the station bar. It's not going to some kind of, you know, bonus for some executives or anything like that. There's only 4 staff people at KNON.
And you do everything.
Everything. And people say, well, what do you do at KNON? I'm like, I don't know what I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
But the 4 people on staff, this is what we love to do, too. We feel like we're privileged to have a position that this is what we do full time. We've got 65 different volunteers who come in and go on the air every week to bring you the programming you hear on KNON. Right now, you've tuned in for this program.
You know, we always have pledge premiums, and I want to talk about one of the newest ones. We have baby bibs, or as Patty thought, we have baby beds? No, baby bibs.
It's hard to mail a baby bed.
Well, it's an infant terry cloth pullover towel bib. It's easy to put on and clean. It's a white baby bib with a blue KNON Voice of the People design on front. One size fits all. So the same bib will fit you, Patty.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so that's what Patty's
there
getting.
There you go.
It goes for a $35 pledge per bib. And so before the show, Candy and I were talking a little bit, and how can we... talk about this a little bit. And by the way, the number is 972-647-1893.
Operators are standing by.
They are. Okay, now, Candy, for baby bibs. Now, Lauren has a kid outgrowing a bib, I guess, by now.
Oh, I think long gone.
Yeah, long gone.
Bib long gone.
Dave is a dad, and, you know, he did it the old-fashioned way. She knocked him up. He, you know, peed onto a stick, whatever. He found out he was pregnant, something like that. With a gay couple, how do they know that they're actually ready to be parents?
You know, sometimes they come ready-made. Sometimes two people meet who are attracted to each other, and one of them has children from a former heterosexual marriage. Mm-hmm. So it's a blended family. It comes that way. The difference, the main difference in a heterosexual couple having children and a homosexual couple having children is that you have to really think about it if you're gay. It doesn't just happen like, oops, well, and not that that always happens with heterosexuals. I'm sure it didn't happen that way with you. But
best job I ever had, really, yeah.
But so a lot of thought goes into it because it is not easy to do. But I will tell you that at least for the last 15 to 18 years, we are in a gay-by boom. Mm-hmm. There are lots and lots and lots of children that are being brought into people's lives that are in the gay and lesbian community. So there are many ways you can do this. You can have artificial insemination. You can adopt.
Surrogacy.
Surrogacy, which means that you use someone else's, or maybe you could use your sperm and someone else's egg, or if you're female, you use someone's sperm and someone else's egg. Or you can, carry the child yourself. And so what's happening is a lot of us are having twins because we're using fertility drugs to do this. So we're having lots and lots of children. And this kind of a station makes it possible to do that. Mm-hmm. Because we get the word out and we try to support the folks who do this, normalize it. I mean, if you go to any kind of gay or lesbian church, it is filled with families with children. I mean, we have a lot of children. And it is, I think, uncommon if you go into an elementary school and you do not have a child in your class that has two mommies or two daddies. It is uncommon not to have that. Mm-hmm. I may not be saying that right. But it does
certainly not, in a big urban area like Dallas-Fort
yeah.
Worth.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a very common occurrence. I think.
Not only in DISD, but the surrounding school districts. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not surprising anymore.
We don't all live in Oak Lawn. And there are lots of folks out in the burbs, just like everybody else, driving kids to soccer games.
Or wanting that school system, mm-hmm. and so moving out there.
Yeah, and it was funny because when we're going through our pledge packet, we get an envelope at the beginning of the show. We're going through, and we looked at the pledge premiums. We're looking at the new pledge premiums, and Doc saw this one first, and he said, oh, well, that one doesn't really fit us. And I said, of course it does.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Does. So for a $35 pledge, you can get not a baby bed, but a baby bib, Patty.
A baby bib.
Well, if you pledge for enough carts, maybe we could duct tape them all together.
Yeah, make a bed.
We could do that. We could do that. a bed that doesn't work.
Yeah, it's only two tracks.
Right.
Yeah. You could top it off, though, with the bibs, so it'd have a cushion.
So it's soft.
Yeah. We're getting very canoe and creative here.
I can see it.
Yeah. We are, kind of the way we put together the spring pledge pack, which has the T-shirt, the lime green water bottle, the frisbee, and the shopping bag in it. That's for $125
pledge. So you can be all KNON at the park while you're hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, people in my office make fun of me because I am all KNON. I always have a KNON backpack, and I actually have several of them that I switch out different days of the week. This is my Wednesday pack because it has my show stuff in it.
Oh, I thought it was to match your outfits.
No.
Oh, and we got the KNON backpacks. Backpacks are back. That's kind of
hey,
for a $50 pledge.
And if you're a baseball fan out there,
and who isn't?
We've got the KNON baseball shirt that's modeled after.
I like those.
After our Texas Rangers. So I like to say when it comes to pledging for the KNON baseball shirt, and it gets to be the last minute, and you're thinking about it, don't choke.
That's right.
Don't choke.
Put it on.
Make that hit. Win that game. Make that pledge. Get that shirt.
972-647-1893. I like those shirts.
Fantastic.
That's what I'm getting.
They look
this
nice. It's fantastic. And you know what I found over the years is when you run into someone, you get out of your car and they see that you have a KNON bumper sticker on your car, or you're wearing a T-shirt, or you got that umbrella or that chair that you're taking to the concert and sitting out, and they go, oh, I listen to KNON too. What show do you listen to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
a camaraderie and a family feeling out there. No matter where you go in North Texas, mm-hmm. you get the same reaction every time. Mm-hmm. Wow, KNON.
And it's one of the only occasions you may find yourself talking to somebody like, you know, maybe the country dude winds up talking to the metal dude.
Mm-hmm. Right, uh-huh. Exactly.
And they may have never had anything in common, but they both had a KNON shirt. Man, where did you get that from? Dude, I listen to KNON, I mean, can you just, the accents well, there, you know?
You know, and I was at...
And the polka dude.
I was
and
at
the
an,
polka dude, yeah.
Well, I was at an event in North Dallas at one of the synagogues, and just talking, and K-N-O-N came up, and she looked at me, she said, "You're Polka David?" At the synagogue.
I'm sorry, I stole that from you.
He's got a dual role. You want to kind of elaborate on the dual role, David? Tell them the other show at K-N-O-N.
Well, the other show I do is North Texas Polka Radio. We're on Sundays from 1 to 3. The way that started was Jennifer was left alone. Her co-host left, and we used to be on just before her. She said to me, "Could you stay and just run the board for me till I learn how to run the board?" And Jennifer and I have become great friends, and you know, I love working with Jennifer. I absolutely adore her. And I've gotten to know polka music after 5 years.
Learn about a new music there.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I love our listeners on that show. Completely different listeners,
yeah.
Obviously. But I love our listeners. We have several who call every week, and you know, we went through hip surgery with one. We really get to know our listeners on that. I love that. I love that about doing that show. It's a lot of fun to do.
It's another community that K-N-O-N reaches.
Completely
and,
different.
And the polka community supports the polka show. The polka show got another hour added about 2-3 years ago because the level of support was so high. So I know we say, make that pledge to keep the show on the air. And that's the bottom line. That's where it starts. Because every show has to raise a certain goal to remain on the air. But if more than enough listeners dial 972-647-1893, then we might get into a situation like we did with the polka show, like we did with the Thursday metal show, where they were getting so much money that we expanded the show, because at that point we thought, well, if that community is going to support that program to that extent, let's give them some more time to build on that momentum and that level of support. So there's another reason to pledge, is let's get some more time. If this is your talk show, if this is the program you've tuned in right now for, you're tuned in right now, you're listening to us talk, then this is the one that, don't you want some more? Don't you want to keep it here? 972-647-1893. And don't you want more than anything else for the show to go back to regular programming right now, for me just to shut the up?
To shut the what up? I missed that word.
It was the automatic editor. It's built into us radio people. We've got the automatic 7-second delay.
He speaks bleep.
Yep, I speak bleep. Yeah, exactly. I speak bleep.
He does that so well.
It's a metal show thing. It's built into you after 25 years on a metal show.
We want a cart of that. You know, just a whole bunch of those.
972-647-1893. You can do it. You're in control. You're the program director. Really, right now, you are the program director of a 55,000-watt station in Dallas, Texas, a community of 6 million people. And you, not anybody else, don't look at the other car and think maybe they're going to do it. No, you have the power to right now dial 972-647-1893 and literally change what's on the radio. Literally stop that blowhard from talking and get back to something you really want to listen to that you tuned in for. I think it's time you shut up the station manager and let's get back to regular programming. But it's you that can do that. You've got a lot of power right now. Use it. Use it. No other station gives you this opportunity. No other station do you have the direct impact that you have right now. 972-647-1893. Let's get one call. Let's just get one call right now. Get back to regular programming. I really believe in this program. It's been with K-N-O-N longer than I've been with K-N-O-N. And coming in September, I've been with KNO in half my life. I'm not excited.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
10 years, huh?
Yeah, 10 and a half. You know, I'm going to have my first drink this September. But really, folks, this show is part of our community. It's like you said earlier, it was there, it was here before there was any other place that the community could go and listen for information. The station's been badgered by people that really don't think it should be here.
And we've had a lot of that over the years.
Yeah. We've had our share of that over the years. We had a press conference on the front lawn at the old station. Over
and there. We just got a pledge from Jim in Buchanan, Michigan, and thank you very much, Jim. An internet listener.
That's what we were asking for.
Why don't we go to our...
Let's go back to regular programming. I'm gone, folks. Continue that pledging.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERImaging.com.
Business owners, tell KNON's listeners about your business. You can put your business or event on KNON. KNON currently has space available to run announcements for you. Tell KNON's listeners about your goods, services, nightclub, concert, or event. Help keep the voice of the people on the air while putting your information on the air. KNON's been named the number one radio station in Dallas by both the Dallas Observer and D Magazine. Put your business with Dallas' number one station. Call now for more information at 214-828-9500, extension 227, or extension 233. For more information, go to KNON.org and click on the Run Spots on KNON page. It's a great way for your business to support community radio while letting more people know about you.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
This is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Patty Fink and Candy Markham's our guest. You know, we have several pledge premiums. It is Pledge Drive 972-647-1893. I love those new baseball shirts. It's a red shirt, KNON, Dallas, Texas on the front, on the back in big letters, 89.3 FM. I like that.
That's the baseball shirts.
Yeah.
Baseball shirts that like button all the way down the front.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that.
And the redder, the better.
So that's what I'm getting this time. I have a whole collection of KNON stuff, and so should you. You know, one other way that you can pledge, if you're driving to work, obviously hard to make a call. We should be on speed dial, but apparently we're not for some people. But what you can do is when you get to your office or tonight, you can go online and you can make a pledge online. Just click donate in the upper left-hand corner of the website.
KNON.org.
KNON.org, and you can pledge online. Make sure that you write Lambda Weekly or Morning Talk. If you want to support all the Morning Talk shows, because we have lots of people who listen to all the Morning Talk, you can just write Morning Talk. It'll get spread out among all the shows.
Or Lambda Weekly. Or LW Morning Talk.
That would work,
that
too.
Would work too. If you can't quite get Lambda spelled right, it's okay. Or
Lambda's a funny word, isn't it?
It is.
N's and B's and D's.
Or you could put in there POCA.
No, we're not pushing POCA.
Okay.
We'll let POCA push POCA. POCA can, when you get on POCA... Next time, you can talk about us.
I do. Hmm. Oh, I do. I do. I let people pledge for Morning Talk. One of the other things that we have for a $500 pledge, you get to go to every single KNON event during the year. You can get a pair of tickets to every KNON benefit. That we average about 40 shows a year in 2011.
What are you talking about?
In 2011.
In
19 what? Mouth isn't working yet. Inimitable, as I said earlier.
I am good on that one.
We have the New Year's Eve live broadcast from here in the studio, Thanksgiving breakfast in the live room, the Red Elvises, the annual Blues Fest, the gumbo party for Mardi Gras, just all kinds of things. Patty, you go to an awful lot of those.
And we've actually done this. Mm-hmm. I've become one of those KNON Elite Music sponsors where your name's already on the list to show up. You just come. You just show up.
Wow.
You and a guest. So Aaron and I can go to lots of things. We just, you know, go and enjoy. We're there. And it's a party every week, just about.
Right.
So it's a great way to support KNON and get a lot of bang for your buck.
972-647-1893. Speaking of older people.
Don't you dare.
Oh, I'm sure. He's been hammering me quite a lot.
Has
here.
He?
Yeah.
I
would never do that.
You know, y'all are beginning to kind of look alike to me now.
Yeah, we are.
Really?
I'll scooch down a little bit. Phil Johnson is somebody who has been here active in our community since the 1940s.
Long time.
And Phil is known for having collected every issue of the Dallas Voice, collected every article that the Times Herald and Morning News
He's
ever ran.
He's a human archive.
He is. He is.
For our community.
And he's donated his archives to the Resource Center. Last week we had a scare. Somebody was trying to get in touch with him from out of town. Couldn't find him, didn't return a call. He contacted Plano Police. Plano Police were looking for him, couldn't find him, went to his house. He wasn't there. And they contacted me, and we put something online about it, and the community found him. Somebody saw it and found he was in a rehab facility for a week. He'd fallen and hurt himself in his bathtub.
We're going to have to put a beacon on Phil so we know.
Yes.
Everybody can know he's okay and he's fine. Because I know people were really worried.
Everybody was worried for several
hours.
He's
a beloved, darling gentleman in our community. And I love he's still marching in the parade with his walker.
Right.
And I want to be doing that.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to be doing
you
that.
You will be doing that.
You know, Plano Police were really very thankful to us for having helped them find an elderly person from their city who went missing. And they really appreciated how the gay community was able to come together and in 2 hours do something that they couldn't do.
Right.
For years, we were so concerned with AIDS and people dying at the age of 30, and that's what we were consumed with. Now our community, many people are aging. Phil's a perfect example of what are some of the things that we need to do to protect each other and to watch out for each other, because that's the kind of community we are, that we do watch out for each other. And it really hit home with Phil, the number of calls that I got just from people who were just concerned and what can I do.
Yeah, but what if you're not famous? What if you're not a well-known gay or lesbian? When you were talking about the AIDS crisis, what I thought about is certainly if you had a partner, your partner was involved in your health care. If you had friends, they were involved, but they had jobs. It was hard. It was hard to be there. A lot of people had lovely parents. Not everyone. There are stories like that, but by and large, parents took care of these men who were in their early 30s that were dying. But as I said, we're in the middle of a gaby boom. There are a lot of us my age. I'm not going to say, but it's younger than Phil.
In your extremely late 30s.
Yes. That don't have children. So in the mainstream, what we see, and I'm one of these, is people taking care of their parents, right? So my mother's 89, and I'm not having to take care of her, but I'm thinking eventually she's going to get old, you know.
I like the way you think.
And I've got to really save because I'm obviously going to live to be 100. At any rate, there not to be flippant about that, there are many of us who do not have a partner. Many of us gays and lesbians do not have a partner, do not have children. If we have nieces and nephews, they're taking care of their parents. So what does happen to us? I mean, there is a real need for something to come together to help older gays and lesbians who don't have any built-in support from family.
I think it's a big need, but there's also the issue of older gay couples who want to be in some sort of assisted living situation, and they're facing discrimination where they can't really be there together as a couple.
Right. They can each have a room, maybe, but they can't have one room together. That is just so wrong. But it is something that we need to be looking at, because things can change, just like what's going to change at Parkland. Policies can change where there will be facilities that anyone who's a committed couple can be in there together. We need to make sure that that happens. But this is a really real issue because a lot of us are in that baby boom generation. And
here's what I don't get about some of that. Let's say you have two older people, male or female. They're not a couple, but they've been taking care of each other. Why wouldn't they let them share a room?
Yeah, or two sisters or two brothers, you know?
Any of those kinds of...
I guess
of
they think we're going to be having wild sex. I don't know. Were that really true?
Well, but okay, so here's my father's story. He was in an Alzheimer's facility. He died when he was 87, a couple of months before he died. He was in a wonderful place, and they always kept me in touch about what was going on. You know, your father wants to go to dinner with us. We're out of cash. Oh, could you just advance it? I'll send you a check today. And they were great about that kind of thing. So they said, there's something we have to ask you. And I said, okay. And they said, your father has been spending the night with one of the women here. And I said, okay. I said, okay, not realizing that was the big announcement. And she said, well, some families object to that. And I said, hell no, I hope I have the genes from that side of the family. And she just started, she said, okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And let me say this, what if it's not intercourse? What if it's just... cuddling.
I don't care what it was.
Being with another human being.
Of
I mean, don't we want that and need that? So it's very interesting that, you know, I don't know why it would not be comfortable for the other families. I mean, unless they're in the hallway. It's, you know, it's your right to do what you want to do behind closed doors.
But I figured he's old enough.
There's just the monitor police are just everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
You know?
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. The living and sin police.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Well, they really had no problem with it. At all.
Let me tell you, it happens in every facility. Mm-hmm. There's always, you know, the love boat going on mm-hmm. in every, you know, senior care facility. Right. Hooray.
And even in hospitals. You know, I worked for years in a hospital, and I remember on a postpartum unit, they don't do that anymore because it's all combined now, labor, delivery, you know, stay in one room. But we used to have this postpartum unit, and, you know, there was a guy visiting his wife. Right after she had a baby, and you know, we walked in on him accidentally.
Hello.
So I asked an obstetrician, like, how soon after you have a baby can you have sex? He says, well, it just really depends, I guess, on whether you have a semi-private or a private.
Good answer.
I was just abhorred. You know, I'm like, oh my God, this poor woman.
It is Pledge Drive, and on what other station do you have discussions like this at this hour of the morning? It was kind of like when Brett Camp was on, and the topic that week was horrible diseases. So we're discussing Ebola virus at 7 a.m. It was the number is 972-647-1893. I just saw Brett. He said, I was at a conference. We came up with a new horrible disease. I have to come back on.
Can't wait.
972-647-1893 is the number. We're in the middle of Pledge Drive, and we're asking you to call because where else are you going to have this kind of discussion at this hour of the morning?
And if you're listening in your car and you don't feel safe grabbing your phone, memorize the number. 972-647-1893, or you can go online as soon as you get to your office, wherever you're going, KNON.org, and you'll see a pledge button, a donate button, and you can go online there, make your pledge or your donation, and you can put Lambda Weekly or LW in the morning or you know, whatever to say you would like to support Lambda Weekly on KNON. We need your support.
You know, and I want to thank Candy for, you've been one of our regular Pledge Drive guests for several years now.
Yeah,
and thank you for your generous donation.
Well, you're very welcome. This is an important show, and even though, you know, it's been on forever, there's still a need out there. There's still a need to support people and to validate people and empower people. This is an important show. That's why I'm here, and that's why I give.
And your contribution is invaluable because it really makes our doing a Pledge Drive show that much easier to have a guest who really works with us during Pledge Drive. Next week we have Erin, so God knows what's going to happen there.
She's going to have to get up.
First of all, she'll have to get up, right? Assuming she does.
I'll just see if I can beat her here.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Patty will be on time.
Yeah, no, she won't be. They come separately. They come separately.
Oh, that's right.
You just watch. I'm going to make a bet.
Okay. Since I'm not over there, could you put this in one of those? Thank you. And number six, we're just climbing all over each other today. It is Pledge Drive. This week we're just starting our Pledge Drive, so I do want to remind you, give us a call. If you want to call during the next show and pledge to this one, if you're just on your way to the office, Clint, who is the person who is, he's our producer and he's here during Amy Goodman's show, you can certainly pledge to this show or to both shows.
Well, he raises the energy level in the room, doesn't he?
He does.
Wahoo!
972-647-1893, and we'll be back next week with more Lambda Weekly.
All right.
Thank you, Candy.